Father, I want to thank you for today. We thank you that as we explore, Lord, the subject of faith, I pray for understanding, and I pray, King of Glory, the Lord will act on the word. Lord, I thank you that the word of God has divine ability to build us up. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I'm privileged to open up the year in faith. Praise the Lord. And this year, I want you to be consistent and persistent. And you, because of that, you will break the resistance. Tell your neighbor, be consistent and persistent to break the resistance. Hallelujah. But honestly, Pastor was encouraging us in the overnight, you know, even on the subject of prayer. And he was encouraging us that, you know, many times actually we pray once and then we take a very long time without repeating the same what? Activity. And actually was admonishing us, saying that rather it is very important that you might do it small, but when you are consistent. Praise the Lord. And in the area of prayer, he was encouraging us that, you know, be consistent with your prayer life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, you should feel even bad if, for example, if you say, I'm going to be praying 30 minutes every day. The day you don't pray 30 minutes, or you skip, and sometimes you can skip, the next day you say, I'm going to what? To catch up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this year we are going to be very meticulous in our spiritual activities. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to be at it. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is a year of boldness. Praise the Lord. Say, I am bold. Say, I'm bold. I am the righteousness of God. And I am bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we are going to be looking at the word of faith. And actually, in this subject, we are going to look at many, many things. Praise the Lord. And we are going to begin from the beginning. Hallelujah. We are going to start from the beginning. Praise the Lord. And investigate the subject of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today we are going to be looking at faith in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. And the text of scripture we are going to read is Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 20. Deuteronomy. It says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. Children in whom there is no faith. Actually, Moses was talking about the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. And Deuteronomy means the second what? The second law. And actually here he was repeating the what? The instructions he had given to the older what? Generation. Praise the Lord. So he said that these are the people without faith. And actually of that old generation, do you know that only two people made it to the promised land? Caleb and Joshua. Only two people. But the rest of them perished. Because of what? Their unbelief. Because they did not believe the word of God. Praise the Lord. So Moses described that generation as people without what? Without faith. Hallelujah. And actually going maybe ahead of me in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says that, and without faith it is what? Impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that what? that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Praise the Lord, without faith. Hallelujah. But to a believer in the new covenant, you know, that scripture is not applicable to you. Praise the Lord. Because we are a people of faith. Praise the Lord. The day you believe the gospel, you know, that's the day faith became what? Yours in Christ Jesus. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with what? With Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ what? Lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself what? For me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the word faith in the above text was translated from, today we are going to be technical and tactical. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I used to watch soccer. There's a man who says some players are what? Technical and tactical. Praise the Lord. Oh, both of them are needed. So, from the Greek, was translated from the word emun, E-M-U-N. Praise the Lord. And that word was used severally in the other scriptures. And we are going to see actually where this word was used. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 17. It says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Praise the Lord. That word, emun, is the same word you are called what? Faithful. Praise the Lord. Now also Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? That is the same word, emun. Praise the Lord. Called here, faithful. Praise the Lord. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. And I think we are good at that, men. But the Bible says, a faithful man, who can find? Amen. So, like I said, that Moses described that old generation as a people without faith. Now, also another word used by the author of the Old Testament books, translated as faith, is the word. The first word was emun. E-M-U-N. Now, there's another word also translated as faith called emuna. It sounds to be like a Lusoga word. Muna. Emuna. E-M, you just add A-H. Praise the Lord. E-M-U-N-A-H. Now, this word also implies faithfulness. It implies what? Faithfulness. And also, this word is derived from another word called a man. Or a man. Like you, the way you would write a man. Is it a man? A man. Praise the Lord. Which implies, it means to abide with. It means to confirm. It means to affirm. Praise the Lord. So, and actually, this word, a man, was used over 108 times in the Old Testament books of the Bible, and it has a stronger application. In fact, it is the word predominantly, normally what? Used. And it has a stronger what? Application in describing faith. Praise the Lord. So, this word means to stay with. It means to affirm something. It means to confirm something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in understanding the subject of faith from the Old Testament books of the Bible, we are going to go back to Paul's words in Second Timothy. That's where we are going to begin from. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 3. If you are in this church, there are scriptures which ought to be at your fingertips. Praise the Lord. For example, like 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. It says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to recall that the phrase, the scripture, praise the Lord, was referring to Genesis up to Malachi. Praise the Lord. Now, by the time Paul wrote to Timothy, we didn't have Matthew. Praise the Lord. Paul was talking about the Old Testament scriptures, Genesis to Malachi. Praise the Lord. I think let me also go to 1 Corinthians to also point out something. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I don't have it in my notes. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the" what? "According to the" which scriptures? Genesis to Malachi in this context. Verse 4. "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the" scriptures. Which scriptures? Genesis to Malachi. Praise the Lord. So you notice that he described the Old Testament writings as salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Back to 2 Timothy. "From a child thou hast known," or "you have known, the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." So the Old Testament scriptures were described as salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, faith in Christ unlocks the Old Testament writings. Hallelujah. In fact, if you read the whole Bible, and we have professors who have read the whole Bible, but they have not come to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And if you don't come to that place, you have read the Bible in vain. Or you are yet to read the what? And you are yet to understand the Bible. So faith in Christ unlocks the understanding of the Old Testament what? Writings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, lack of this understanding will lead to the misinterpretation of scriptures. Amen. How are we together? Now, let's also observe again Jesus' words in Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. By the way, the Bible is together. The Bible is together. Praise the Lord. Recently, I heard a man of God was saying that the God of the Old Testament is a dictator. The God of the New Testament is democratic. Discuss. Yes. Hallelujah. And I said, this is deep. Praise the Lord. So the whole Bible is together. Praise the Lord. And it should be read as a whole. Now, when we got excited about the grace message, some people threw away the what? The Old Testament, saying we are not under the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament. So you don't need the what? And we have gone ahead to say that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the what? The God of the New Old Testament was very angry. The God of the New Testament is what? Is gracious. Praise the Lord. And yet God has said about himself that I am the God who does not what? Change. I don't change. Praise the Lord. I am not like a green snake in green grass. Praise the Lord. I'm not a chameleon. Today I am this color. The next day I am a different what? Color. I am consistent. I do not change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the whole Bible ought to be taken as a whole. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And of course there are things in the Bible which seems to be what? Contradicting. Praise the Lord. And in fact, I want to recommend you who is seated here, that please go and get the series. Did God do it? Because there are things which have been attributed to what? To God. You know? Which, that it is God who did them, yet God is not the one who what? So you go back to that series. Did God do it? Katonda yachikola. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why keep coming. You'll get to understand what? The things. And normally, actually, when it comes also to Bible study or the things of God, sometimes you want to know them at once. No. If you want to know, keep what? Keep at them. Keep at them. Keep at them. Keep at them. Praise the Lord. Your understanding will come to you. Praise the Lord. So, Luke chapter 24, verse 25. And he said unto, what did Jesus say unto them? O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the what? The prophets. What did Jesus do? He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, fools. That word is a spiritual word. Now, when the Bible says fools, it's not saying that you're a fool. In fact, you might be the most intelligent person. The people Jesus called fools were not what? Fools. Praise the Lord. But they were fools regarding the what? The scriptures. And to be more specific, regarding what the prophets said. Praise the Lord. But it's not that some of them probably were lawyers. But the ones they called what? Fools. Praise the Lord. In fact, the people Jesus called blind. To society, they were the most what? Enlightened people. But yet he called them what? Blind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why the preaching of the gospel, to some people, what it is the wisdom of God, yet to the world it is what? Foolishness. Praise the Lord. So, it says, all fools and slow of heart to believe. Praise the Lord. That word believe implies to have what? Faith in. To believe what? To believe all that the prophets have spoken. Praise the Lord. So there are things that the prophets what? Spoke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now also, that word all needs to be put in what? In context. Praise the Lord. All that the prophets have what? Have spoken. What did the prophets speak? Praise the Lord. You stay within the context. Verse 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? So, the prophets spoke about the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should be revealed. Praise the Lord. And verse 25, and beginning at Moses, that is Genesis. Hallelujah. Moses is the law. Praise the Lord. Haven't you read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush? Praise the Lord. So, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, what did Jesus do? He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. What were the things concerning himself? That he should what? Suffer and enter into his what? His glory. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So, it is not everything that the prophets what? Said that produced what? Faith. Praise the Lord. But what the prophets say that produces faith is that Jesus had to do what? To suffer and also to enter into his glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the foundation of Christianity from the very beginning. Amen. In fact, if you remove that, your faith is what? Your faith is futile and you are still in what? In your sins. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. This one has just knocked me. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 16. Praise the Lord. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. Verse 17. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Verse 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. But the good news is that he suffered and he entered into his what? His glory, and that produced what? Faith. And that made life what? Available for everyone who was dead. Praise the Lord. So that was the utterance of the what? Of the prophets in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. Beginning at who? At Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what they spoke about. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, there are things also in the Bible which seem to be confusing. Keep coming. He said he's coming out about the 10 plagues of Moses. Hallelujah. Mbasunirako. I am doing what? I am pinching for you. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. It says, Peter said the same thing. Of which salvation? Let's read together. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied
of the grace that should come unto you. They inquired, they searched diligently. They prophesied of the grace that was going to what? To come. Verse number 11. Searching what? Oh, what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified. The Spirit of Christ, which was with them, did what? Testified. Before what? Hand. The sufferings of Christ. And the glory that should follow. Praise the Lord. Peter is saying the what? The same thing. Praise the Lord. So Peter is saying that, Peter explained that the prophets testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the prophets spoke and their arrival point was in Christ. Hallelujah. And what was in Christ? That he had to suffer and also to enter into his what? His glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are looking at faith in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. From the beginning. Now, having seen this, it is very important to go to the book of what? The book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the witness, maybe let me pass this, the witness of the prophets made faith what? Available. Praise the Lord. It made faith available. Praise the Lord. So, we are going to go to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews lays an historical fact, you know, of the characters of the Old Testament, you know, who had what? Faith. Praise the Lord. So we are going to go to the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are going to do an extensive what? Study. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing about the book of Hebrews is we have to first find out, you know, the audience to which the book was written. Hallelujah. And the book of Hebrews was actually written to what? To Jews. And the writer as well of the book of Hebrews was also what? A Jew. Praise the Lord. And actually you'll find out that he wrote about the children of Israel. He wrote about the fathers. Praise the Lord. So when you read the whole book of, I may not go through the whole book of what? Hebrews, but actually it was written to Jews. And that's why you'll find things like the priests, the prophets, the brethren. Okay, let's read some scriptures. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12. Hebrews 3:12. Hebrews 3:12. It says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief in departing from the living God." Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 8, he talks about the house of Israel. Hebrews 8:8. Let's look at Hebrews 8:8. "For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the day cometh, says the Lord, when I will make my covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." So the audience is what? Is Jewish. Verse 10. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of
Israel, after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws in their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. So we see here he calls them the house of what? The house of Israel in Hebrews 8:8. Now we also see the law, Hebrews 7:11. We see things like the tabernacle, you know, burnt offerings, Hebrews 10:6-8, sacrifice or sacrifices, Hebrews 2:27. We see the Levitical priesthood. We see things like the priest or the high priest, you know. So all those things actually are evidence that the writer's audience was Jewish. The writer himself was as well Jewish. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there are three also categories of people, you know, he was writing to. Praise the Lord. Now, you'll discover that this audience comprised of the believing Jews. The believing what? Jews. All those who are saved, and according to the writer, they had entered God's what? Rest. Amen. Let's read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Hebrews 4:2. So the audience is Jewish, but also the audience comprised of different what? Categories. And one of them is the believing Jews. For unto us was the gospel preached as unto them, but the word preached unto them profited them, not being mixed with what? With faith. There's one which says they have entered the rest. Is it 1:4:1? Give me 4:1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into rest, any of you should what? No, there's the one. 3:3. For we which have believed do enter what? The rest. As he has said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the work were finished from the foundation of what? Of the world. Praise the Lord. So, it comprised of believing Jews, and those are the ones who had entered God's what? Rest. God's rest is not Saturday. Praise the Lord. God's rest is not what? Saturday. I think we did something, a study on that. The Sabbath. Praise the Lord. It also comprised, let's also look at in that same breath, Hebrews 10:39. Hebrews 10:39. I like our brothers, the seventh days. Praise the Lord. Amen. That they take a day off to what? To rest. Hallelujah. And they don't do anything. Amen. By the way, let me say this also. If someone observes the Saturday, it is well. It is what? That does not mean they are not what? If someone received Christ, is born again. Is what? A day is what? Is nothing. Praise the Lord. Is what? The day is nothing. Praise the Lord. Even if you are persuaded in your what? In your head, a day is what? But if you are celebrating it to the Lord, glory be to what? To God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, when I meet a seventh day, I ask them, are you born again? I begin from there. I don't begin you seventh day worship on what? That is a diversion. And you need what? Revision. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You start with the first what? The first things. And then later, you can go into what? Amen. Hallelujah. So the second category of people is
the unbelieving Jews, those who have heard, you know, and have not yet believed. That is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Give it to me. Hebrews 4, 1. Hallelujah. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should what? Seem to come short of what? Praise the Lord. Give me verse 2 as well. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto, but the word profited what? Not being mixed with faith in them that had him. Praise the Lord. Give me also chapter 3 verse 12. We read it again. Give me chapter 3 verse 12. Let us take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief in departing from the what? Now, the departing is not that you have left the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have not believed the what? The Lord. Praise the Lord. So we see that here we see the people, they have heard, but they have not what? Believed. Praise the Lord. And also we have the unconvinced Jews. The what? Unconvinced. Now these ones have hardened their what? Their hearts. Praise the Lord. They have hardened their hearts. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3. They don't believe. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken of the Lord and was confirmed? No, I got the wrong scripture. Okay, give me Hebrews chapter 3 verse 16. For some, when they heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Verse 18. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. Praise the Lord. Give me 19 as well. So we see that they could not enter in because of the what? Praise the Lord. Actually, the biggest sin, the biggest sin is the sin of unbelief. Unbelief. Praise the Lord. Not believing. And unbelief is when an information is given to you, but you choose not what? You reject it. The word was preached to them, but they rejected the word. They hardened their what? Their hearts. What will take people to hell is not their sins. It is unbelief. Praise the Lord. Because they have not believed. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through what? So the condemnation is self-inflicted. Praise the Lord. God did not create hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But you can go to hell. You can cooperate with the devil and go to what? But hell is not the will of what? Even in the beginning, it was God did not what? Whatever God created in the beginning was good. Praise the Lord. But you can go to hell. Because you have not what? Hallelujah. But the good news is that Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we have seen the audience comprised of the believing Jews, the unbelieving Jews, and those who have hardened their what? Sclerocardia. You have hardened your what? Bradus. Hardness of heart is the worst sin. Praise the Lord. It is not fornication. It is what? Unbelief. Hallelujah. So I have believed on the Lord. And I have entered his rest. Hallelujah. But you know, a believer sometimes also can look like there are some believers who also have what? In the context, had what? In their nature, their hearts are not what? Hard. But they have had in their what? Praise the Lord. Like when Paul told the Corinthian people that, you know, I would not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto what? Carnal. He was describing their what? Their conduct, not their nature. In fact, their nature is that they are spiritual. Praise the Lord. But the way they were conducting themselves, you know, is as if they are not of what? Praise the Lord. A believer is not carnal. A believer is what? Spiritual. But if we call you carnal, it means your conduct. We are addressing your what? Your conduct. Praise the Lord. But you have the Spirit of God in you. Pastor Philemon has been what? Really emphasizing that. Hallelujah. So, now let's go to Hebrews 11:1. This is one of the definitions of faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. And I like the way it starts. Now, when is faith? When do you want the money? When do you want to get married? You know, there's an easy way of going about with what? Agambi aja? What does now mean in English? Kakati. Do you agar in Simbi? Hallelujah. Kwate nsigoyo. Don't mind me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the things when we are approaching the scriptures is we ought to read the scriptures in what? In context before you apply the what? The scriptures. It is very, very important. Before application, first find out the what? The context. If you don't have the context, you'll have the cone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to notice that this statement begins with the word now. Praise the Lord. Which, that word now implies moreover. It implies based on this. It's like you've been discussing and then you say, now,
oba in Luganda mwadde munyumye mbozo kakati norwecho oba kakati oba nogamba norwecho
based on what, which means there is a prior what discussion before the now.
Praise the Lord.
So then you go back to the what? To the discussion. To find out the what? The now.
Praise the Lord.
And I think sometimes also chapters and verses are the ones which help us to take the scriptures to massacre.
Praise the Lord.
We massacre them. Because of what? We lift them, you know, out of the what? The context.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So, you read it in what? In context. That word now is not what? Is not this now.
Kakati.
Moreover, based on this, you know? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to start from verse 36.
Praise the Lord.
Do you know Jesus, when he used to quote, he never said in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. No. In fact, the Bible says he found a place where it was. In fact, when he was given the book of Isaiah to read, he didn't say Isaiah 61 verse 1. No, the Bible says, and he opened Isaiah. And he found what? A place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is what? Haven't you read in the book of Moses? He didn't quote, say, Exodus. Says, haven't you read in the book of what? Moses. In the portion of the what? The burning bush. So the Bible was not in chapters and what? And verses. That's why it is good to read the whole book. Please, read the whole Bible. The God of that's why we come out with notions. The God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the what? Read the whole what? And read it in what? And one of the things we are going to emphasize this year is Bible interpretation. Because it will help you to read your what? Your Bible properly. And once you read your Bible properly, you will have good application.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Go to 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not. I want you to mark that. 37. Go back to 37. I want you to follow with me. For yet a little while, a little, and he that shall come will and will not, which means from that point, in fact he is talking about the one who has to, but he had not yet what? But says is what? Now you get anger now. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Now, there are people who drew back unto what? But of them that believe to the saving of what? Of the soul. Praise the Lord. And then in verse 10 he says, now, before we go back, let's go to, this one was also quoted from Habakkuk. White man is called Habakkuk. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Kabakuku. That is in Luganda. Amen. My daughter was telling me that is a Mark X. I said it is a Mark X. It says Mark X. He said, yeah. Tori Ambona. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Sorry, Habakkuk. That's why I think the Bible is together. Even what in Paul, the writer of Hebrews in discussing faith, is going back to where? To Habakkuk. Praise the Lord. To the utterances of the what? Of the prophets. Praise the Lord. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by what? But let's start from verse 2 to get the entire what? Discussion. Now, this scripture also, Habakkuk, has been also interpreted for what? For our visions. Write down the what? And the one who sees it, the one who sees it made what? Irrational soma. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon what? Tables. That he may run that readeth it. Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed. But at the end it shall what? Speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Is that not which is written in Hebrews? The vision. Now he is calling it what? The vision. Write it down. Go back to 3. He's calling it what? The vision is for an appointed time, which means it's not yet what? Fulfilled. You know, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Praise the Lord. So what the writers of Hebrews is saying is the same as who? Habakkuk is saying. Now he is calling it a vision. Now Habakkuk is calling it what? A person. Let's go back to Hebrews. Hebrews. Chapter. Verse 36 says, for you have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you may receive the what? The promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will, and not tarry. Now the just shall live by what? By faith. Praise the Lord. So, what Habakkuk was talking about was the promise. And that promise is what? Is a person. Praise the Lord. He was the one who was going to come. But he had not yet come. Hallelujah. Now, please, if you have a vision, you still write it down. Still what? You write it down. Even God reduced his what? His words to what? Such that they are not diluted. Praise the Lord. You know? But Habakkuk is not talking about what? In context, he's not talking about your vision. He's talking about his what? His vision. So you need revision about Habakkuk what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are talking about faith in the old what? So you see now the utterances of the what? Of the prophets. Are we together? I say, are we together? Praise the Lord. So, in Habakkuk 2:4, the prophet spoke of a vision that will tarry and yet not what? Tarry. That is, it is yet to happen, but will surely what? Happen. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 4, that faith written of in Hebrews chapter, Habakkuk chapter verse 4, was a function of that which was to happen or to what? To occur. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37 says, and yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now that he, remember Habakkuk is saying a vision, here he is saying what? A he. Praise the Lord. Written here is what? Is Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, the writer of Hebrews had also explained earlier about the one who was to come in verse 7. Give me verse 7 and verse 9. Then said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the what? The second. So, in other words, the just, the ones justified will be the ones who will wait for what? For it. They are the ones who are expecting the one who is to come. The just shall live by faith are the ones who are expecting the one who is to what? To come. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet Habakkuk said, wait for it, for it is for an appointed time. Praise the Lord. But, their faith, the faith of the Old Testament patriarchs was in the one who was to? Hallelujah. Some scriptures, when they are explained, they sometimes discourage people. Because before it used to be your favorite what? For a thing. But now it is said no. Praise the Lord. But we have many promises. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, even verse 7 here is quoting Psalms. We love Psalms. I love Psalms. Praise the Lord. And some of you, Psalms are bullets for your enemies. Fight them that fight against what? Against me. Praise the Lord. But these Psalms are so prophetic. They are so Christocentric. Praise the Lord. Again, if they are read properly. Hallelujah. So, Habakkuk is saying that they wait for it. It was for an appointed time. Now, let's go to, again, verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise the Lord. So, here he wrote concerning the faith of those that were what? Expecting the coming one. Hallelujah. And here is referring to the Old Testament what? Patriarchs. Hallelujah. The ones who believed in the coming of the Messiah. Amen. Those who draw back, they are those who draw back unto perdition. After they have heard the word of God, they do what? they drawing back is unbelief. Believing to the saving of what? The soul. Is because they have heard and they have what? They have believed. So here he identified two groups. The ones who draw back and those who do what? Who believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together? Have we understood Habakkuk? Remember, we are still on Hebrews 11. 1. Praise the Lord. So, that's why now, Hebrews 11, 1 says, now, faith is the what? The what? Of things hoped for. The evidence of things. Praise the Lord. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, the word substance. The word substance is from the Greek word hypostatis. I don't know if I pronounce it properly. And it implies that which makes another real. I think scientists, you know, substance. What is the scientific scientific definition of substance? Science gurus. Huh? Do I have some science gurus? Brother Marie. Substance. What is substance? Tangible. Amen. So, it means that which makes another real. It also means that which makes the existence of another real. It can also imply assurance. Assurance. Now, it was also used in other times in the same book. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Hebrews. We are seeing that word. Substance. It means that which makes another real. Hebrews 1:3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Now that word, his person, is the same word, substance. Praise the Lord. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of his majesty. Praise the Lord. Now, the word person here was in reference to the fact that Jesus is that what? Is that substance. Jesus is that assurance. Praise the Lord. That which gives reality to the believer's revelation of God is the same word. So, the first use of the word substance in the book of Hebrews was for Jesus. So, you remember, now when you go back to Hebrews 11, that substance is what? Yeah? Is what? Is a person. Are we together? So, he stated that Jesus is the substance of God that has not been what? Seen. Jesus is the substance of God that has not been seen. Is the reality of God that has not been what? Seen. So, seeing Him is the same as seeing what? God. Praise the Lord. So, that the use of that word substance was to depict an assurance or a reality. Hallelujah. Of their faith, that their faith was what? In Christ. The reality of their faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, so that is the word substance. Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. The evidence of things not what? That word evidence means conviction. It means persuasion. It means proof. Praise the Lord. It means that which is of faith in Christ. So that is the what? Evidence. Praise the Lord. Now, we are on Hebrews 11:1. The term of things comes from the Greek word pragma. Tell me about pragma. Now, when we say Greek word, it's not what? To be braggadocious. Hallelujah. To sound very intelligent, like Mukasa Ambidi. I love Mukasa Ambidi. If I want to laugh, I put him on. And he gives me what? The hula baru. The crinkum crankum. We laugh with Queen. Hallelujah. So it is not to be what? But to try and understand what these things what? Really mean. Because sometimes in the translation, like for example the word now. When do you want to marriage? Now. Brother Lambert, it's okay. When do you want? but when you go back in the world, you know what? You understand what the word now what? Means. Praise the Lord. So it is, tell them about pragma. That's the word of things. But you people, in school you encounter technical terms and you are able to crush them. Isn't it so? You cram them. At least, yes, even cramming them. At least you can cram them. I did agriculture. And we had botanical names. But I used to what? I used to know a whole lot of them. And in fact, they are even examinable. What is the botanical name of Sere? Even now I know it. Biden Spirosa. Solana Munkanam. I used to what? Doctors. Ah, if now we open doctor and terms are there. So even these ones, you can understand them. Hallelujah. Church is a Bible school. Church is what? Hey, you come with your head able to crush every Greek, every Hebrew word, every English word, every Uganda word. Hallelujah. But the whole point is bringing what? Understanding. Hallelujah. So, pragma. Tell me about pragma. It implies business. It implies matter. It implies an activity or a work. Now, it was never used in reference to physical things, but to actions. It was never used for what? In reference to physical things, but what? To actions. Hallelujah. Are we together? I say, are we together? Are you with me? Amen. Now, also that word pragma was derived from another Greek word called prason. Tell your neighbor prason. So we have pragma and we have what? It implies what should be done. It implies what should be done. Or what has been done. Or what has been accomplished. So, that word is a condition of something. Is a what? Or an action of another. Now, but every time It was used. It was in reference to what? An accomplished what? Task. An action. Hallelujah. Are we together? You say we are there. Hallelujah. So, with the understanding of the use of that word pragma in Hebrews what? 1:11. So, Hebrews 1:11 can be better understood as, moreover, that word now is the word what? Moreover, faith is the assurance of what? Of an action. Praise the Lord. That word of things, pragma, it means an action. An accomplished what? Task. Faith is the assurance of an action hoped for. Mula waje tugenda. Cancel. An action what? Hoped for. The evidence, again that word things, pragma. The evidence of what? Put their word what? Actions. Not seen. Are we together? If we can rephrase Hebrews 11:1. Moreover, faith is the assurance of an action hoped for, or of things what? Hoped for. The evidence of actions not yet seen. Praise the Lord. So, the faith will be the substance of actions of another. Remember in Hebrews chapter 10, he was talking about what? A person. So, faith is the substance of actions of what? Another hoped for. The evidence of actions not yet what? Seen. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. That's very important. It's very what? Important. So, whose faith and whose actions will be what? Implied. Now, again, going back, remember the word moreover in starting the statement already presupposes an initial what? Discussion of faith, which now begins to what? To build upon the study. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So their faith was in the actions of the one who was what? The evidence of what? Of the actions not yet what? That's why in verse 2 of Hebrews, what does it say? For by faith, the elders did what? They obtained the good. In fact, the proper rendering is they gave a good what? A good report. The elders. They gave a good report. So, from Moses, their faith was in the actions of the one who was to. Their faith was in the actions of another, not yet what? Katika sokencho nonemu, then we shall then come back as I'm finishing. Give me Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Everyone, let's look here. If Eutychus is coming against you, you're about to finish, say, I refuse Eutychus. Say, I'm not a slumberer. I'm awake. Now, he talks about the Old Testament, what? How they obtained a good what? But he says, these all died where? They did what? Not having received the what? The promises. But having seen them afar off, were what? Persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They died in what? Having not received the what? But having seen them from what? Were what? Persuaded of them. And embraced them. And they died in what? Hallelujah. They didn't receive the what? But yet the promise was to what? Was to come. But they were persuaded about what? Let's go to verse 39. I say, let me just go ahead and to come, and then I will come back in the next what? And these all, having obtained what? Say that word, obtaining a good report meant actually they gave a good what? A good report. Through faith, received not the what? They received not the promise. But Habakkuk said, this promise was going to what? To come. Praise the Lord. So, from Moses, from Noah, who? Even the ones who went to heaven alive. Enoch. Who? Give me some powerful men. Joseph. David. You know? Gideon. Rahab, the prostitute. I thank God. Thank God for Rahab. Hallelujah. Who else? Abel. Moses. Enoch. Elijah. Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zephaniah, Daniel, Hosea, Habakkuk, Nahum, John the Baptist, Obadiah, Zechariah, Zephaniah, all of them died where? What was their faith? Their faith was in the actions of the one who was to come. Praise the Lord. They obtained, they gave a good witness through faith, but they received not the what? The promise. Hallelujah. Verse 40. God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made what? So they were waiting until the resurrection of what? The actions of the another to die and to rise from the dead, that they could be made what? Perfect. Praise the Lord. And then in verse 3 says, therefore, chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we also encompassed about with so great a cloud of what? Witnesses. Who are those ones? The ones spoken of in Hebrews what? 11. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset what? Us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before what? Us. Now, that scripture is not for believers. It's not for what? He's now using those patriarchs. You know? Remember, the audience is what? Believers. And the believers, and then those who have hardened what? Their hearts. Says, let us lay aside every weight and every what? And let us do what? Run the rest that is set ahead of us with what? Verse 2. Looking unto. Now this one, this is where you are. Looking unto the author and the finisher. So for us, we begin from the what? Yeah? Praise the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at his own right hand, his right hand on the throne of what? God. Praise the Lord. To us now is the what? The author. To them they were looking for what? For the promise. Praise the Lord. For us, we begin from the place of what? Perfection. Praise the Lord. But remember, their faith was in the promise. Praise the Lord. So when you hear things, promised land, all those things, you are talking about what? Praise the Lord. Remember where we came from, and from a child you have known the what? The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you what? Wise unto salvation through faith which was in Christ Jesus. So the utterances of the prophets were utterances of the one who was to what? To come. That is Hebrews 11 what? 1. Now faith is the substance of things what? That is the definition of faith. What is faith? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To you now, you are a people of faith because of the actions of the one who was to come. And he has what? Come. Praise the Lord. And right now, you are a people of faith. Praise the Lord. You. Next time, we are going to see faith in the four Gospels. But even in the four Gospels. Hallelujah. We are also waiting for the what? The one. Okay, yeah, the come. But the action of the one who was to. Are we together? Even if I drop the microphone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just rise up on our feet. I feel we need to say certain things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Faith in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. One of these days you need to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray in tongues for 1 minute.